Good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour playing the best rock from all eras. On today's show, believe it or not, the secret to happiness, scientifically proven, and I will share it with you. We've got new music, a sequel to perhaps the best alt-rock album of the 90s. Also, our usual features, Phil's Pick, our one-hit wonder, and of course, the best rock, right here at 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back. so bad as if they turn around. And you cook so well, all nice and French. You do your brain surgery too, mama, with your monkey wrench. Little miss, little miss, little miss, can't be wrong, yeah. Ain't nobody gonna bow no more when you sound your gong.
Defining the power pop sound of the 90s with the Spin Doctors and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong from the album Pocketful of Kryptonite. And we heard Foreigner from their 1977 debut album with Cold as Ice. Good morning. This is Ron LaRussa with you this morning for the next hour. Hope you had a nice weekend enjoying the first full weekend of fall. It sure came in with a roar. I wasn't quite ready to be in full fall form. There I was standing there on Saturday with my fall clothes on, the same stuff that I had packed away in May. And I thought to myself for a second, did the summer actually really happen? I don't know. Seems short. Anyway, now that the summer is over, at least on the calendar, and hopefully we'll have some more nice weather ahead, the coastal communities of New England are already starting to get themselves ready for next year. The Steamship Authority, which operates those ferries to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, is preparing to launch two new boats. So in August, they started asking the general public for suggested names. There were about 9,200 submissions, and they published the results last week. So they got repeated references to the movie Jaws, including Jaws, Chief Brody, Quint and Amity for the two boats. And they have outright rejected all those Jaws references. I guess they're trying to disassociate themselves from, you know, major shark attacks. They also rejected a bunch of pun names like Boatalicious, Whitey Boacher, New Kids on the Dock, Seize the Day, Live, See, or Die, Fairy Godmother, Fairy Poppins, Ships and Giggles, and even Titanic. Somebody suggested Titanic as the name for the ferry. Anyway, ultimately, they selected 10 options to choose from. It's going to be decided at tomorrow's meeting. And all the finalists are tributes to landmarks locally or indigenous tribes. Noepe, the Wampanoag name for Martha's Vineyard, was the most popular choice with 295 submissions. Wampanoag itself came in second with 162. And Aquinnah was third with 143. And as I said, they are not bound by the voting. They will be decided at a meeting tomorrow. Well, it is time for Phil's Pick every week at this time. My friend Phil from Watertown sends me songs that he thinks are great, and that we should like and that we ought to be listening to, and I'd like to share them with you on a feature we call Phil's Pick. Here is Phil's Pick for this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is House Fire by the Turnpike Troubadours. The Turnpike Troubadours are an American country music band based out of Oklahoma. Interesting fact is they have their own imprint, Boiser City Records, and have released 5 studio albums and are well known for their live shows. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
I remember smelling smoke. I woke up, I was choking. Lori grabbed the baby and we made it safe outside. She never missed a note. Took a breath and cleared her throat and wrapped him in a Carhartt coat. She found out, am I right? Next thing I remember, I was barefoot in December. When I hit the door again, it really came alive. That was all she wrote in a 30-second note. I can make more out of less. I can get my rest in any bed that I lay down in. Got nothing holding me. Got a couple memories. A picture of the three of us in my grandfather's brown.
Peace out. blossoming Jews with kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
That is Peter Gabriel with Games Without Frontiers. And we heard the Turnpike Troubadours, which was Phil's pick for today. The name of the song was The House Fire. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. If you are in the Boston area, you can listen to us on the radio always at 91.5 FM. If you are out of the area or you can't make the show at 8 o'clock in the morning or any of our shows, you can stream them or listen to them on demand at WMFO.org. What does it take to make you happy? Some people spend a lot of time thinking about that question. Is it different for everyone, or are there some universal truths about happiness? What does it even mean to be happy? Well, I came across this interesting article in The Globe a week or so ago. The Harvard Study of Adult Development, which launched in 1938, is the longest scientific study of happiness ever conducted, tracing people from their teenage years into old age and gleaning major insights about what it makes to be happy and what makes a good life along the way. Mass General psychiatrist Robert Waldinger, also a professor of psychiatry at Harvard, now runs the study. With the luxury of time, he's been able to see which adults turn out happy and why. His upcoming book is called The Good Life, and it examines the factors in childhood that shape satisfaction later in life. And he came up with these four principles gleaned over several generations for what makes people happy. Number one, happy people nurture good relationships. He says emotional intelligence and relationship acumen are bigger predictors of success than IQ, and the best place to teach these skills is at mealtime, around the family dinner table, where many skills necessary for a happy life are developed. Second, happy people aren't self-absorbed. He said, when we asked people to look back on their lives when they were in their 80s, we said, what are you proudest of and what do you most regret? And what people were proudest of almost always was relationships. People didn't mention the awards they'd won or the money they'd made. They said, I raised healthy kids, I had a good marriage, I mentored people at work. Third, Happy people avoid toxic tribalism. When you're a kid, your social life seems like the most important thing in the world, but teaching kids to navigate through the adolescent jungle effectively is a major indicator of future happiness. And finally, happy people don't worry about what other people think. This is a hard one. However, being hung up on other people's opinions is a huge regret in old age, according to the study. When we asked what was your biggest regret, a lot of people said, "I wish I hadn't spent so much time worrying about what other people think." There are a lot of songs about being happy, but I decided to pull this one out of the vault. This is Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see. You're even in my dreams. I could hear.
Sky. Well, I wanted some. something new, and I wanted something beautiful. I wish for something true. Well, man, this is our beginning, coming to an end. Well, you wanted something better, man. You wished for something new. Well, you wanted something beautiful. You wished for something true. Been looking for a reason, man, something to lose. When the wheels come down,
when the wheels come down,
when the wheels touch ground,
when the wheels touch ground,
and you feel like it's all over, there's another round for you. When the wheels come down.
Those are the Foo Fighters with Wheels. And we heard Blood, Sweat, and Tears before that. You Made Me So Very Happy. That is a band that was pretty well played in album rock radio in the early days, in the 70s and early 80s. But as radio made the transition to classic rock, they kind of got dropped to the cutting room floor. But a lot of really good music from Blood, Sweat, and Tears. We have some new music coming up, a sequel to what I think might be the best alt-rock album of the 90s. We'll get to that in just a second. First, I want to tell you about This Week in Music History. This week in 1968, The Beatles' Hey Jude hits number one in America. It holds the top spot for 9 weeks, which turns out to be, which I did not know, the longest number one reign of any Beatles single. This week in 1975, the Rocky Horror Picture Show opens in Westwood, California. It features a young Meatloaf along with Tim Curry and Susan Sarandon. The movie tanks but later becomes a cult classic with audience members shouting back at the screen and bringing toast, toilet paper, and other assorted items to enhance the viewing experience. This week in 2001, the voice of Bob Marley ushers in satellite radio, promising listeners greater variety on the dial for a price, with the launch of XM Satellite Radio. It is the first worldwide broadcast of a satellite radio station. This week in 2007 in Charlotte, Van Halen kick off their North American tour, bringing David Lee Roth back for the first time since 1985. Their new bass player is Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie's then 16-year-old son. And finally, this week in 2017 at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers play their last concert as Tom Petty dies a week later. The show is the last stop on their 40th anniversary tour. Celebrating birthdays this week, Randy Bachman of The Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive is 78 years old. Brian Ferry, lead singer for Roxy Music, is 77. Now to the new music. The Smashing Pumpkins are previewing their new album, Autumn, a rock opera in three acts, with a new song called Beguiled. It is billing the 33-track opus as a sequel to 1995's Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, one of the great albums of the 90s, in my opinion. The album will come out in full not until next April 21st. They premiered Beguiled in a performance on TikTok, and Billy Corgan says the band will premiere a new track every week for the next 33 weeks on his new podcast, 33 with William Patrick Corrigan. New from the Smashing Pumpkins, this is Beguiled on Rock of Ages.
Faces hid in masks, all around the stone until the lambs. You crack your boots, young pagans, 'cause like you I was happy.
across the neighbor's yard. Take the money and run like a ghost out in the night. Take the money and run, 'cause you found out that it wasn't hard to take the money and run, because you were out of sight.
You cannot tell me any more lies. You cannot pull the wool over my eyes. Take the money and run.
Take the money and run, 'cause the summer sun is sinking down. Take the money and run, 'cause the four winds may not blow. Take the money and run, 'cause the verdict has been handed down. Take the money and run, because there's no place left to go.
You cannot give me any more time. You've already taken too much of mine. Take the money and run.
That was my favorite combination of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. It's Crosby and Nash from their album Wind on the Water. The song is Take the Money and Run. And we heard New Smashing Pumpkins. Before that, the song is Beguiled. It will be part of an album that will be released not until April 21st of next year, but the band will be releasing one song every week for the next 33 weeks on Billy Corgan's podcast. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me on the show this morning. If you are new to Rock of Ages, we play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, the alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up with were still around today. And I do appreciate you listening and taking me along with you as you get ready for work or school today. One of the features we do every week here is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And today we're talking about Jesus Jones. Jesus Jones is a band. It's not a guy. They formed in London in 1988, and after a lackluster first album, their second album, Doubt, hit the jackpot, selling 2 million copies worldwide, and this song topping the album rock radio airplay charts. Their third album, Perverse, saw the band move further into the realm of techno, but they struggled to compete in a world that was really into grunge and Britpop at the time. And by the time of their fourth album already, commercial success eluded them completely. The band is still together, recording and touring, but they've never come close to the success they had with this song in 1991. This is Jesus Jones, right here, right now, on Rock of Ages.
Woman on the radio, dolls
Well, if you're dragging this morning, that ought to do it. Little Aerosmith. And before that, we heard Jesus Jones. It was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week, right here, right now. We still have plenty of show ahead. Up next, though, as we make this transition from summer to fall, some of us, like me, struggle with it pretty hard. There's a song that captures that mood perfectly. I like to play it every year this week, and I'm going to do that next right after this.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
If you struggle with the transition from summer to fall, this song does the trick. It's Green Day on Rock of Ages. WMFO.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
always up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as I shiver out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Goodbye, stranger, it's been nice.
Well, that's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And please join me again next week at this time for Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Until we meet again, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.